Standing along the North Chuctanunda Creek, the former Mohasco powerhouse once energized Amsterdam's carpet mills. The powerhouse, built in 1914, is a tall brick structure with unique arched windows. Amsterdam Mayor Mike Villa said the city is ready to commission an engineering study of the property to look into potential reuse. The first-term Republican mayor said he'd like to see the building connected to a trail network.
We're hoping to open some eyes and maybe get a positive result from the engineering firm that this can go forward and then go from there and begin to. The key is to connect our trail with the Mohawk Valley Gateway Overlook so that we continue this connectivity process to open up all this access to the public.
The firm Lacey Thaler Riley Wilson Architecture and Preservation LLP will survey the powerhouse. Architect Dan Wilson said he believes the building is in good shape structurally, but that public safety will be taken into consideration as decisions are made about reuse of the site.
That there's high enough guardrails, that there's ways that they can see the inside of the powerhouse without getting access to it. You know, we're always looking for safety, but a way to maintain the integrity of the building, give the public view sheds and places that they can see the history.
The analysis is supported by an $8,900 grant from the Preservation League of New York State. President Jay DiLorenzo is glad to see Amsterdam embrace its industrial and architectural heritage.
Oh, this is just a great project to show the intersection of historic preservation and recreational opportunities and greenway creation. This is a great example that we think can be emulated in other cities in the state.
On a quick tour of the powerhouse, Amsterdam city historian Robert Von Hassel pointed out some of the equipment still inside the brick structure.
So basically these are the pumps, these are the water mains. So the water then would be routed either into the building or over to the to be used directly as water for industrial and hygienic purposes on the mill complex.
He said the most important reason to preserve the property is its significance in the area's history. At one point in time, he explains, 1 in 6 adults in the city was employed in the city's carpet mills, and this power plant was integral to the expansion of the mills after they transitioned from water to coal power.
And that's probably leads to the second reason. The second reason being is what you have here is a fine display of a whole range of evolving American industrial technology, from the original sites of the over and under water wheels, to the horizontal turbines, to coal-powered steam plants, to coal-powered, steam-fired electrical generation.
To see photos of Amsterdam's Mohasco powerhouse, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Amsterdam, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.